utilities, dear friends, that we return again to this space, and we tell you that it gives us such joy to see when you laugh and when you open up and you let this energy of your divinity express itself through your face and through your heart and through your belly and your entire being. We like to see this laughter. You know, in this story of the light worker, Rachel, it has been said on our side that with just one very good laugh of hers, one very good open laugh that she had not so very long ago, this released and cleared all of the pain and the suffering and the karma of one life in just one laugh. I should tell you something of the power of this, of the ability to smile and to let go and not to be so concerned. It has been instilled in you to be such serious students for many, many lifetimes, particularly in the lifetimes that you have had since you came in with Yeshua in and around that time. You have been serious, serious students with a big goal. We honor that goal. We honor all the work you have done and into this lifetime. But we tell you now, in the ascension status that you are in, it is different. There is not the large amount of studying. It is not about you anymore. You are the one to be the teacher. You are the one to help others to release. So it is time for you to release now and to enjoy life. You are basing the potential on the future on what has transpired in the past. You are assuming that there was a certain reaction in the past that it will apply in the future. There is a new spiritual physics, a new energy of earth. It does not hold anymore that what happened in the past will also occur in the future. We exaggerate to a degree, but only to a degree here. In the past, you may have found that eating chocolate chip cookies all day long was not so good for you. Because this happened in the past does not mean it will apply to the future. There are those who still hold to the physics and the understandings of the past and assume they will become part of the new energy. This is not true. There are those who do not understand yet of a person getting off of one of your mind drugs. They assume a certain reaction based on what they have observed when they were in the old energy or dealing with people who are still in the old energy. What you and what they have not observed yet is the reaction in the new energy. It is different. It is quite different. You have only put your toe in the water. You have not allowed yourself to fully experience. And this is understandable, for you are approaching this ascension cautiously. But you are assuming that because something happens a certain way in the old energy, it will happen this way now. That is not true. Most things will be different. Most ways you approach how to make money, how you draw in your abundance will be different than what you have learned in the past. You have been taught this thing about working for an hourly pay. This does not make sense in the new energy. It is different. It is, in a way of speaking, an entirely new physic revolving around this number four, which we've spoken of so often. The quad math ties in with the quantum leap that you're all going through. The convergence now that you are coming to of science, of technology, of understanding, and of spirituality. This convergence that is coming together at a very rapid speed. Coming together in these next few years of this time, of your time. Do not assume what you learned in the old energy will apply in the new. There is a new physics. We challenge each of you at the core level. That is why we had to bring in the discussion on this day, even about ownership. You did not understand how to own your divinity. You were waiting for someone from the outside to give you title and license. That's why we interjected this lesson early on. There is also a new spiritual physic, an energy physic that takes place. It is like a type of curve that can be charted, for we know many humans like to do these charts. And it has to go something like this, that the more you hold on to the old energy ways, as you move into the new energy, the slower and more painful the process will be. Conversely, the sooner you release all of your old energy ways of doing things and learn to play, you will find this ascension thing to be so smooth and so beautiful and so enjoyable. So what we are saying to you, if you choose to hold on, if you choose to demand that somebody comes to you and tells you now that you have ascended, if you choose to say that an angel must appear or something specific must happen, if you choose to challenge your divinity, you will keep challenging it and it will not appear. If you choose to own it and to accept it and to play with it and to enjoy each moment now in the new energy, so be it. You will be in a state of enjoyment. It is up to you. It's not up to us. It is up to you which game you play. So what do you choose on this day? With that, we will take our first question.
Tobias, please explain that not being about you does not mean that you can't take care of yourself, that taking care of yourself is not selfish.
There are many ways to look at this. We say, take care of yourself. Take care of yourself, but it will, again, be in a new way. It will not be in the ways you have learned about before. Take care of yourself in a playful way. You have been so regimented and disciplined and stern. You, each of you, all of you, have been stricter than even your own parents who you complained of. You have been that way with yourself. Take care of yourself in a loving and playful way. Tonight, go home and throw out each one of those rules and lists of rules that you have written that cover what you should know and read and do and eat and think and act. Throw all of them out. They are old, all of them. Take care of yourself in a joyful way, not in a punishing way. It is not about you anymore. Also means that it is not about your karma. It is not about lessons. We did not bump Kaudra in the head trying to get his attention. He simply stepped on a board in the wrong way. It is not about him. It's not about lessons that must be learned. It does not need to be agonized over for days and weeks wondering what spirit is trying to tell him. Next time he will use a chainsaw. It is that simple. It is not about him. It is not about you. You have released. You have walked through. You have finished your contracts. The new pages of your book are empty. Why would you want to infringe upon yourself with more lessons? Why would you want to give yourself more heaviness? That is not about you. Unless, of course, you want to continue to hold on to that. And then we will watch and we will wait in the greatest of honor and love until you are ready to let that go. Thank you.
Tobias, So if we are to be teachers, how will we know when we're ready? When is it okay? I'm explaining what I've read to friends. Have I begun?
You may begin when you want to begin. Do not expect us to come to tell you. When you take ownership for your divinity and all that you are, and you take ownership for being a teacher, they will appear. Start now. Do not wait. Do not wait for more clearing, for more classes, for more any of this. Start now. Own that divinity. Do not then assume what will happen, for it will be new. Do not assume they will come to you at a specific way or specific time. Perhaps the one that is best to come to you to begin this teaching process, perhaps they are not quite ready yet. It is not about you. It is about them. It is about them. Own your divinity today. Walk from this moment in joy. Quit thinking up here so much about what will happen and when and how and what you need to do. You get yourself all so wrapped up and so tight and so confused. In ascension, you can enjoy life. You can enjoy all that it has to offer. You've been so busy clearing lifetimes, going through this lifetime of releasing, that you've forgotten how to enjoy. In ascension, you can enjoy it. Do you understand that? You do not need to do anything else unless you choose to. And if you choose to continue walking a very rough road with no shoes, even though you are carrying the shoes over your shoulder, and there is another pathway that parallels the rough road that is smooth, it is one of your moving sidewalks. You do not even have to move so much. But we will let you walk that rough road with bloody feet, and pain, and difficulty, and shake our heads and wonder why. Do not take the easy way now. Thank you for this question.
Tobias, I've been told I am to channel. I resist and want to move forward. How can I do this?
You say there are others telling you what to do, but that your own inner being does not feel comfortable with it? We do not understand your question. It is answered in itself. It is answered in itself. Others may tell you to do all sorts of crazy things. Listen to what is on the inside. When you listen to what is on the inside, do you know what you are channeling? It is you. It is you. Dear friends, the most powerful thing that you will ever give another who comes to you as a student is to show them who you are as a human. The most powerful thing is a human guide that can sit before another and say, I understand and have empathy and compassion for the path that you walked, for I have been there. But look at me now. I am eating chocolate chip cookies. And I am not overweight. I get up each morning and I enjoy hearing the birds sing. And I go for a walk, not because I have to, because I want to. And I channel my inner self because it is the grandest of all beings. I allow my divinity to come forth. I own it and I express it in the world around me. And I do it joyfully. And each day, there is abundance in my life. And it comes to me in ways that I do not try to plan. I do not try to dictate and control. The abundance and the joy comes to me simply because I allow it. When you sit in front of another, and you are being wise and you are telling them good things, it is more powerful, believe it or not, that you are channeling yourself rather than some dead old man like Tobias.
Tobias, as we release the patterns of our ancestors that are in our DNA, etc., are they released from our children? Thank you.
You start a process. You start a process when you do this that allows then, how to say, a greater potential for this to be released within your children. You cannot do it for them. They still carry some of this lineage, but somewhere along the line, someone has to start the process of releasing this ancestral karma that has occurred. Someone has to initiate it, and then the others begin to pick it up. Someone had to walk into the new energy first, and the rest follow. It is the same with releasing ancestral karma. Now that you have done it, it will be easier for the ones coming behind you to do this. They may not even be aware that they are doing it. They may not have to go through some of the difficulties you did. But this is an excellent question, and this allows us the opportunity to tell you how important the work is that each one of you is doing. It's not about you anymore. What you are doing is beginning a process for the others, walking first into this ascension status, difficult as it has been, and mysterious as it is walking into it. You have started this. You have started a chain reaction of releasing karma from your own being, from your ancestral being, from your past. What you are really doing, dear friends, is something that goes even beyond that. Something that we have described, and it is difficult to put words to it. So we ask you simply to feel the energy, and we transfer this energy, translate it through the guides who are standing beside you, so you can feel the energy behind what we tell you, because words are insufficient. So we ask the guides to help to relay this. As we have said, it became an impasse in creation, in this creation, where all things, in a sense, energetically were stuck, could not go forth, could not move. Creation is, we and you know it, stopped. Because there was something that needed to be resolved. This is what created the order of the Ark. The Archangels responsible for projecting their energy into the future to find the solution to this impasse of energy so that all of creation, all of the second creation can move forth. What you are doing, as grandiose as it may seem, but as challenging and difficult as it is, by the very work that you are doing as light workers, as human beings, is to help resolve this impasse, is to help things move forward. It is not about you anymore. You are working to find resolution to this impasse so creation may move forth. How to say, we know that the solution is already here. We have spoken this cryptically in some of the channels and discussions we have had before. We can tell you cryptically that things are moving forth, and you will see it in your cosmic events. You will see it as your people look into the stars and they begin to see not what has already been written about, but yet another new phenomenon. Understand when this is chronicled and publicized, that this will be an indication that this impasse of energy has been resolved and that things may move forward. So, we deviate somewhat from the question, but it allows us the time to talk to you and to explain more of the great honor. You see yourselves as humans who have to drive through traffic to a job that you do not so much to enjoy and go through the difficulty. We see you. We see you as those who even the archangels are counting on and relying on. We love you dearly and thank you for this question.
Tobias, you've spoken about antidepressants. I'm curious if other drugs hinder moving into the new energy. Can you speak about alcohol, pot, or hallucinogenics?
We are somewhat fearful of even talking of this, for we know Kaudra and the one who sits to his right will chastise us for this, but that has not stopped us up to now. There are few things that have the effect of these mind drugs that we have spoken of before. These are powerful chemicals, and it is also our... Now, Kaudra stops us, but... He does not like predictions so much, but we make a prediction that with what is being learned and understood about these drugs, and by alternatives that are being worked on, and that even some of this group and family may work on, these drugs, these very drugs, will be pulled off of your markets within the next 3 to 5 years, because it will be discovered how difficult. They would be pulled off sooner, but there are those who know that you cannot just do this without an alternative solution. We see these no longer being sold to or marketed. We see other types of ways of dealing with this. This is not a prophecy as such, but it is our understanding and a prediction in a way. The other things that you mentioned here, it depends on how you use them in the first place. Alcohol is a great way of running from fear, you know. It is a great way of becoming stronger than the fear monster for a short period of time. You grow faster than he does, but you know, as some of you here do, the next day, oh, he is mad. He comes back. However, if taken with the proper intent, the proper approach, dear friends, these things are fine. It depends why these things pass through your lips in the first place. I, Tobias, was known for enjoying a glass or so of wine, and I do have to say, I have to tell Kaudra that this story that has been written about me is not so true. It has been written that I would never drink more wine than one glass for each guest that was at my dinner table. And Kaudra has been spreading the rumor that I had guests for dinner every night of the week. I did indeed enjoy the wine, and I did find it to be relaxing, and I realized it was one of life's many good things. Dear friends, when these things pass through your lips, think of why you are doing them. When you smoke a cigarette, for instance, are you doing it as a wall? Are you doing it to hide? Are you doing it because it is so instilled in you that you forgot you don't need to do it anymore? We also say to Kaudra for, he does not so much like us talking of him, but we know that he is attempting, he smokes these things, and he is attempting to quit, and we can already tell that he is using old energy approaches. He is clenching his fists, and he is going to fight this, and this will not work. We know who will win. In the new energy, it is learning to own who you are, understanding how to release things, understanding how to talk to them. That is one of the biggest things in the new energy, dear friends. Talk to these things, whether they are fears, whether they are cigarettes, whether it is a problem. Talk to it. It you are ready to release these cigarettes, but do not know how to do this, if you do not know how to fight them, simply talk to them. They are here at your service. They will be an addictive force as long as you would like them to be. But that is what you've asked them to do. Now ask them to leave. Effortlessly and painfully. Painlessly. We do ask Gauzer to release these preconceptions that he has. He is so worried when we talk of this. It is time to talk to these things and to listen to hear what they have to say. For the cigarette may say, here is a way I would like to go. Here is how I would like to leave. Talk to all these things, emotions, objects, other people's divine selves. You will find this to be the most effective tool in the new energy. Stop struggling with your brain to figure things out. Stop and start talking through your being. It is the same with any of these other substances you mentioned, with very few exceptions that come from the powerful chemicals. It is how you take them and what you want to do with them. We thank you for this question.
Tobias, what advice do you have for those of us whose marriages are falling apart?
Allow them to fall. Simple. Why do you hold on so much to something that serves not you nor your partner anymore? What rule says that a marriage must last forever? In your past lives, it was you were given one to marry and you must stay with them forever. That was not much fun in some cases. Now, if you understand that your marriage is not working, let it go. A funny thing happens when you let it go. It is free to be all that it is or nothing at all. Stop trying to make it into something that is artificial, that doesn't work. We understand that it is painful at first to release something. You are, in a sense, releasing patterns of the past, patterns of the old energy. And we know you love this person at the deepest level, but in the deepest form of love, let them go. Let them go and let yourself go. You may be surprised at how letting them go truly brings them back to you, but in the new energy and with clean love. We thank you for this question.
Tobias, does wearing any metal jewelry inhibit the ability to channel or receive energy? Does it affect the energy field?
Dear friends, metal does not own you. Metal does not influence you unless you allow it to. If you believe that wearing a metal bracelet or a chain of some type will interfere, so be it, it will. When will you understand to own your own divinity and not allow these silly things to get in your way, these metals and these rules and these other things that you have? Take the same amount of energy and focus it on the internal strength that lies within you. If you do not so much understand or even believe, load yourself up with metals. Load yourself up with everything. Perhaps you will channel better. Perhaps you will have greater insights. It is like you put these things in your path to trip over. And then you wonder why your elbows and knees hurt. If you are not so sure, also ask these metal things. Ask them. They all have energy vibrations. They all have personalities. They all have consciousness. But when you ask outside objects, whether it is a person or an object or an animal, always demand that the answer come from truth and from love. For sometimes they like to play with you. They like to fool you to see how aware and how godlike you truly are. So demand, as God, to have the answer in truth and in love. Talk to these objects. If you are not so sure of things, ask them. Ask them. That is how you will begin owning your divinity, is when you start using it. When you use your divinity to talk to an object, or a thing, or a person, or an emotion, or a fear, then you are owning it because you are using it, and you are playing with it, and you are allowing it to express. We do not want to hear these questions anymore, what type of jewelry to wear, or whether or not to wear. We love you, but we ask you to begin to use your own power. Thank you for this question.
Last question. Tobias, in 1974, the U.S. sent out a coded message into space. Within the last 2 weeks, a response appears to have been received in the form of a crop circle or glyph in England. Please comment who responded or what responded. Thank you.
These crop circles that you have, they are indeed powerful symbols, very powerful symbols. And I will tell you here exactly what they are. It is up to you what you want to do with this. The symbols that are being written on your land in particular areas are the acknowledgement from the archangels, from the highest realms, that the work that you are doing on earth is freeing up the energy, the impasse. As the impasse is freed up, it is responding back to you in thanks. It is giving you a type of coded message, but it is a thank you card from the other side to appreciate and to receive what benefits are being written upon your land. It is simply to look at it. You do not even need to be there. You do not even need to know it is there, for it is coming to you as new energy, as thankful energy. It is not the aliens trying to tell you what to do. It is not in response to a coded message that was sent out in 1974. It is a thank you from heaven for the work that you have done. It is, in a sense, a type of greeting card from the archangels, from the order of the ark, a thank you card going back to earth. But it is also carries with it a new and enabling energy that is imprinted onto your earth and into the grids and available to each one of you when you are ready to start using it. When you are ready to start accessing it, it is the new energy of Earth. It is a pat on the back from us, from you, that has been held in this impasse from a long, long time ago. Do not give credit to some aliens for writing this. Do not even give credit to the intelligence of your own government to be able to produce this, for they do not even understand. Give credit to yourself for the work you have done. Own your divinity in all that you are. Do not give it to another. Own it. Have fun playing with it, dear friends. Your homework, to go play with it each day. Would you not play with a child each day and take the time? We ask you to play with your divinity. Talk to this wall here. Talk to the tree outside. Talk to your shoe. It has some interesting stories about your journey. Talk to the divinity of the others who sit beside you and listen as much as you talk. There are so many interesting stories. There are so many wonderful stories of the human journey. Begin to talk and to listen. This will be ownership. Begin to play. This will be ownership. Own your divinity from this moment walking forth. It is up to you. If you choose not to, we will simply have to continue coming back and talking to you for a long, long time like this. own it. Own it, dear friends, and we can all move forward. We love you dearly. We love mirroring back to you what you already know but have not yet accepted on a conscious level. We love saying back to you the very things you wished you could say to yourself. We will see you in a few short weeks of your earth time, but we will be beside you the entire time. We will be kicking you in the butt. Each time you try to give your power away to us or to something else, we will bump you on the head like Cobra here. Each time you try to give it away. And so it is.